This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The internet has killed news, but it also gives news life. The Financial Times is reporting today that Politico, the successful online site for political junkies, is moving beyond its roots in Washington and will eventually come out with a new European edition. Politico is going in half-seas with the German media company Axel Springer, which publishes Die Welt and Bild, with bureaus planned for Brussels, London, Paris, Berlin, and beyond. American small businesses are often cast as the engines of the U.S. economy, and there's new data this week showing that optimism among the people who run smaller enterprises has hit a post-recession high. This is from the National Federation of Independent Business, drawn from surveys in August. But what about hiring at these small businesses? Not so much optimism there, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
I've checked in with Harold Jackson periodically in the last few years. His family-owned medical supply company outside Denver has about 20 employees. Jackson gave me the perfect headline for small business sentiment right now.
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic. We're not going to have the kind of growth that we had if you go back 7 years ago, but it's just going to be a slow, prodding along process.
Jackson hired a few more people earlier this year, but now, also consistent with the NFIB survey, he's holding tight on hiring to see if business gets better. Economist Robert Leighton at the Brookings Institution says there are geopolitical reasons to think it might not.
The headlines are scary, and I think it is somewhat surprising and perplexing that the economy continues to chug along. But then consumers, like businesses, maybe just discounting it and saying, well, these are problems in faraway places.
Leighton says local businesses may see more of a slowdown if world tensions keep rising. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.